Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Anne, host of Connects with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. Today is November 10th, 2015. Welcome, everyone who's listening and tuning in today. Today's angel message is, angels are near. Every week I do a show, and my gift is I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and receive a message for you that you may need to hear from your angel. My website is www.connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. I also am on Facebook, so you can like me there, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. My links are on my blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne show page. And I also am on Twitter. I tweet angel messages there and angel word messages of the day. And when I'm not on the air, I also do angel connections with your guardian angel. And all you have to do is go on my website, connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com, and click on, I believe it's store or shop, something like that. On my website, I also have prayers that I write along with the angels. I also have messages that I post there. And anyone who wants to tell me angel stories, I would love to hear it. And it's just a wonderful way of sharing the love that the angels give us. And it gives an upliftment to our world, not only in your own world, but everybody's world. I also start in the beginning of my show an angel meditation on how to connect with your guardian angel. Angels taught me to find a quiet spot. Could be indoors or outdoors, wherever you're comfortable. Place of worship. It could be in a, you can even go to inside your car if you have a car. Outdoors is wonderful because angels bless us and we receive graces from the heavens above when we're outdoors in nature. So you can sit down, lie down. You can stand even. I always light a candle. Brings in the essence of the white light. You can also visualize this if you don't have this available to you. And close your eyes, take a deep breath in. Visualize pink mist. Hold that for a minute. Exhale. Release all your worries. Clear your mind. Let that pink mist run through you. Take another deep breath in. Your heart may start getting warm. Angels come to meet you. And exhale. Might feel a little lightheaded. Just relax into this wonderful angel energy that you're about to experience. Take another deep breath in. Welcome your angel into your space, your holy space that you've created right now. And exhale. Just concentrate on your breathing. Inhale, exhale. You are in the now with your angel. You can just relax here. just enjoy the peace. If thoughts come into your mind, that's not of love, just in your mind or say it aloud, whisper, angel, come to me now. Wrap your loving angel wings around me. Spell the word love out. And here you can do and speak with your angel. Speak to them as your best friend. Ask them for any kind of guidance. You can ask them to illuminate your path as you walk. You can ask them for all kinds of wishes and favors. Angels are with us throughout the day. As my angel message came through today, is angels are always with you. Whenever you even think of the word angel or love, you see, spell the word love in your mind, reading a romance novel, anything that puts a smile on your face, jokes. Angels love to see us laugh. But they're always with you, comforting you, even when you're not feeling happy. You can do this any time during the day. Just take a few moments, call in your angel. Angels want us now, us to do this more than ever. Just find time for yourself. It could be for a minute. It could be done when you wake up. Bring peace of mind to you by connecting with your angel. Once you feel the energy lessen, look for the signs of sparkly lights, aroma of flower, hearing a song. There's many ways where angels connect with us, especially if you walk in nature. Take another deep breath in, exhale. Say thank you, angel, for spending the time with me today. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. I'm Anne, and I host a show, which, by the way, the call-in number is 917-889-2995. And today's angel message of the new day is, your angels are near. Your angels want you to know that today and every day, your angels are always with you. When you feel anxious or in need of strength to go on in your day, call on your angels and whisper this prayer. Angel, angel, come to me now. I need to lift me up somehow. Be it as you see fit for me, I close my eyes and wait to feel your wings wrap around me. Hold me tight, never let go. Thank you, angels. This Thursday, November 12th, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have a special show scheduled. My guest will be Angel Lady Terry Marie. She's known as the Angel Whisperer. She also has the unique ability to connect and communicate with angels. If you want to go to her website, it's www.angeldreamteam.com. That's A-N-G-E-L-D VREAMTEAM.com. And that will be this Thursday on November 12th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I just gave today's angel message of the new day, which was angels are near. And I also did a meditation, a quick one on how to connect with your angel. Our angels are with us 24/7, and they love and adore us. I'm going to take my first caller. Hi, you're on
the air. Hi.
Hi.
This is Lena.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Hi.
So nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I wanted to see if you'd give me a reading.
Sure.
About love.
You know what I just got from your angels?
That's what?
Just when you're speaking, like when you said your name, they've showed me this almost like a painting. They've painted this beautiful picture of a flower. And it's
okay.
It's this beautiful, it's like I'm trying to see the flower they're painted for you. It's the pansy flower. They're surrounding you with that today.
Oh,
as from talking to you, it's like behind you. Like they're bringing in that beautiful pansy flower energy, and they wanted me to bring that to your attention. Okay.
Okay.
So let me see what the angel's message for you today is. They're telling me for you to take a deep breath in and then exhale. They tell me that you have like a heavy load on you, and they're so happy that you're taking a moment to take a moment for yourself, because it's much needed for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm under a lot of stress.
Yeah, what they showed me, they were like, tell her to take a deep breath in and exhale.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we have one main angel, but you have your one main angel with you, but you have like, I'm trying to see how many, but there's like a handful, like three are showing up for me right now that are like with you. What they're trying to do is they kind of like when things become really busy in your for us, they're showing me like they're sweeping away the debris from around you because they know they want to clear it up, take the clutter away from you, and they want to like illuminate your beautiful path for you, because there's this beautiful path waiting for you to experience and enjoy, because this is the time for you right now. There's a lot of been holding back for you. You've been holding back a lot of speaking your, not necessarily speaking up for yourself or just so that you have a lot, like you say, you have a lot of stress. So they're like they're explaining to me they're clearing this up for you, okay? Know and trust this feeling as I'm telling you that as I'm speaking, they're showing me you with as they brought in that beautiful flower. They want to show you the flower energy is going to clear away for you. They want you to Take deep breath in and exhale. Release all those worries and fears. And when you take that deep breath in, just think of all your angels, your team of angels are swirling love energy and placing you in a bubble of love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're telling me there's this huge major change for you is coming. So
I need a change so bad. My life has been stagnant for 4 years. I've been homeless for such a long time. I can't take it anymore.
I feel it's you just telling me that it's releasing, okay? I can't even imagine, but I feel it, and I'm releasing it in love for you. This is a tremendous, tremendous low energy to like experience and to behold. The angels are like, they're like, through me, Nina, I can feel this releasing. There's something huge coming your way, and it will be good. It is, I assure you, it will be good. There's like someone's going to come in and bring this huge light for you and put you on the right path of, like, I'm like, they're shouting me, like, almost like you're going to be taken under your wing, someone's wing. They're going to, like, fund your way into, like, a successful, like, take, it's almost like there's this job that was created for you, or not necessarily job, but some kind of abundance of funds for you to like, they're going to even like train you for it so that you can get yourself on your feet, and that's what I'm getting.
I'm waiting for a job. Just called me today, but they haven't made the decision yet, and she told me I'm one of the top candidates. I mean, this has been going on for 3 weeks waiting for this job, so I'm just like, I thought I got the message you left.
I believe that's what they're telling me. Not that you just told me, but they're showing me that this job or whatever, something huge is coming. This is going to be so what you need.
Yeah, I do. I need stability to get my life back in order. I can't get a home without a job. They work hand in hand.
Absolutely.
You know, my family turned their back on me.
I see like a savior. I see someone's going to come and actually
a man or
bring.
Is it a man? Because there was a man around me. He seemed interested in me, but I sort of shied away from him because I didn't know if he had good intentions. His name is Steve.
They're showing me, I'm not sure if it's a male, they're showing me it's a tall person. So there's someone that wants to help you, not hurt you.
Do you think it's him, though? He's tall. Why doesn't he come forward and call me? And why is he playing these games with me, to other people? If he knows I'm living... He knows I'm homeless. Why would you wait around? It just doesn't make sense to me. He knows my position, and he won't come forward.
They just say, wait. Something with this doubt that you're having, I don't think it's this person. This is all I'm feeling, Nina, that there's something really good coming. And angels are blessing. They're blessing you. I know it's invisible, and just know that it's supernatural, loving energy. And thank you for calling. And I'm going to continue praying and sending love and wonderful clearing energy for you.
Okay, thank you.
Much love. That's your angel message for you. And your angel's name, her name is Carla. So Carla's like just turn always in your mind out loud. Just know that she's with you, okay? Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. Today's angel message was, angels are near. If you've missed the show in the beginning, you can hear the replay on my angel. It's blacktalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. And you can hear the meditation that the angels taught me on how to connect with your angel. And you can also visit my website, which is connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. I also have a Facebook page on how to connect with your guardian angel. And I also have prayers there. I also have a store where when I'm not on the air, I also do angel readings. The call-in number at the show is 917-889-2995. And also this Thursday, November 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to have a special guest. Her name is Angel Lady Terry Marie. Her website is angeldreamteam.com. And you can take a look and see what her gifts are. She is known as the Angel Whisperer, and she also has the unique ability to connect and communicate with angels. I'm going to take my next caller. Hi, you're
Hello.
On the air with Ian.
Hi.
Hi.
I hope you can hear me because I'm outside, and I apologize for that.
That's okay.
I'm just trying to get some messages from my angel in terms of my career and my love life.
Okay. What's your name?
Ashil. A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey,
okay. Let's see what your angel has for you.
Okay.
You know, when you say you want, do you want like a message on how, if you're, are you looking for a job or do you want to know a guidance on?
Yeah, I'm looking for work to get back to work. I'm not working right now and I'm not in a relationship. You know, I'm not dating right now either. So I'm looking forward to like start dating, starting to get back to work, have a job, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, let me see what your angels are telling me.
Okay.
They're showing me that there is, okay, this is first they're showing me the job. They're showing me a job they want you to look into as in helping people. Now, that could be really big. It could be helping other people, like that job could be many things. Like, it looks like they want me, like, almost like I'm seeing either home care for people, like home care meaning, you know how they have, there's like these, let's just say senior centers. They have multiple jobs for people that they need drivers for, to drive people around, to like doctor appointments. I see you in that kind of a career, only temporarily, because this is going to give you experience for other jobs that you might find interest in other than, but they're telling me they want you to go into a job that helps people, that need people that are strong and smart and, but most of all, strong. You're a very strong person, they tell me.
Yeah.
So they want, does that sound like something you'd be interested in doing?
Helping people, definitely. It's something that I, you know, I'm looking forward to be doing. So it's not clear to me exactly what my goal is, to have my own business. But I would love to do some kind of service to people. So that can make some sense.
Because that's what they showed me somewhere, like, that's when I was saying, like, you know, they have those, not, they're like these places where a bunch of, like, the just people not hang out, but they have, like, even hospitals do this. Hospitals, even, like, churches or community centers, like, where you live. You know how they have community centers where they have a lot of people who come? There's a place for you that you could find that does pay well. And they're telling me that that's where you're going to meet someone to start dating. You can actually meet someone.
But
So with this new job that you're going to look for and find, you're going to find someone there.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. But, I mean, my goal is to have a business, actually. So, I mean, do you see me doing a job first before I get a business, or that's the business that you're seeing already?
What is your goal?
My goal is to have my own business.
Start your own business? Yes.
Okay.
Because you're going to need some money, and you're going to actually meet someone who's going to even, like, introduce you to being able to start your own business.
Cool.
You may want to take a course. Like, I know if you go to a library, they have sometimes workshops on how to start your own business.
Okay.
Like, even check those things out, because you can even go to I'm trying to think, like, other sources where you just seek out, like, to find, like, you might want to get some courses on how to brush up on how to start your own business.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a good idea. I would definitely look into that.
Well, Bashil, I'll say some prayers for you, okay?
Do you have it? Do you see it happening this year at all? Or?
This is going to happen all in by the end of the year, but
okay.
In the new year is, I'm seeing like the first 6 months. This probably, if you work really hard, this will happen for you within, like, you'll find your job at the end of the year, and then the first 6 months in the new year, you're going to start being able to think of what you want to do as your own business, okay?
Okay. Oh, wow. That sounds good. And by that time, the relationship be there too already? Because I'm going to meet someone.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll say prayers for you, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. That was very helpful. I appreciate it.
Oh, much love. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's the end of my show. If you were just tuning in, I'm Ann, host of Connect With Your Guardian Angel with Ann. My website is connectwithyourguardianangelwithann.com. And when I'm not on the air, I do angel readings also. And I also have a Facebook page, Connect With Your Guardian Angel with Ann, so you can like that. And this Thursday, my guest will be Angel Lady Terry Marie. And her website is www.angeldreamteam.com. And she'll be on this Thursday, November 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Blessings to all.